On Fridays, we focus on your money. Today, fewer people are spending that money on newspapers. Daily newspaper circulation reached its peak in 1984 and has been declining ever since. In what is by now a familiar announcement this week, five dailies owned by Knight Ridder say they're cutting jobs. We called Jeff Kohler, a consultant to the newspaper industry. He says some of the declining circulation is by design. When it comes to readers, some companies are now putting quality over quantity.
For years, the objective in the industry was expansion and to deliver the highest circulation number possible. Some newspapers sold a lot of subscriptions to entice new subscribers, but when you factor in the high cost of discounting, that's a lesser unit of circulation. So some of these losses are thinning the herd, if you will.
But still, a lot of other newspapers are, in fact, losing readers, and they certainly don't want to. And where are they going? The internet, I gather, is doing rather well.
Yes. We're talking, Renee, about eyeballs. Are eyeballs reading the print newspaper, or are they getting their information off of the computer? I think that newspapers have made a fundamental shift where circulation was the gold standard to now the concept of readership. Are people reading your print version? Are people going online to read your online offering?
So specifically, what would be your recommendation to a newspaper that is trying to survive?
I do see, number one, Renee, that newspaper companies are streamlining their businesses. They're shedding lesser quality circulation. Number two, they're now going to market with a rifle and not a bazooka. To target your sales and target your readers, this requires powerful databases. And with these databases, they're selecting the most attractive readers, readers who are loyal to the newspaper, readers who will support the advertisers. Number three, they are definitely extending their franchises. We see a lot of niche editorial and niche advertising products, and this is an attempt to cater to specific groups: urban readers, diverse readers, older readers. So you'll see products such as Quick, launched by the Dallas Morning News, catering to the younger readers. There will be numerous ways for readers to interact with the content provider, which, as we used to know, was only the newspaper. But now it's the newspaper media franchise.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Renee.
Jeff Kohler is a consultant to the newspaper industry.